So we have the executive officer's report.
I have no additional report.
Okay. Board member requests for future agenda items.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
Hey, Matt, can I ask for an update from staff on the McMinn Superfund area? Was something that our staff, our cleanup staff, had been involved in extensively in the late 80s, early 90s. I believe it's a state Superfund area. We've had representatives of that area come into us and ask for us to kind of re-engage in that. There's been a lot that's happened down there. It's an area that's potentially being annexed into the city of Santa Rosa. Can we, maybe through an EO report or otherwise, get an update and just a general assessment of where we're at within progress of completing projects down there and where it's at?
Certainly, we'll make that happen.
That'd be great. No rush, by the way. Just put it in the mix.
Any other board member requests?
Here we go.
So, Matt, I don't know. This is more of a question. Just trying to get an idea of how you're scheduling it. So, you know, I've asked for an update on the statewide rangeland or grazing policy. Do you think that'll be coming before the board in the next year? And then I was also asked to ask you about, I'm trying to look at this list, but I can't pick it all up at once, but might we get an update on the irrigated lands program at some point?
So I'm going to answer the second first, because the answer is yes, and at the next board meeting. You'll have an update on the ag lands program at the January 29th board meeting. With regard to the grazing regulatory action project, my proposal is to provide board members with an informal briefing on the status of that effort. It's a statewide initiative, and so the permit, which at this point is being contemplated as as waste discharge requirements for grazing lands, it would be two separate permits, one for public lands and then one for private lands. They would be statewide general permits, so they would not come to our board for consideration, since they'd be adopted by the state board.
Okay.
I don't anticipate that they'd be completing that process within the next calendar year. But we can certainly provide informational updates in the form of a board meeting once they're a little bit further along in the process.
That's fine. So I appreciate you telling me that it will be a state board adopted
that's right.
Program. So that's good. I mean, even that's helpful. So
Okay,
thanks.
All right, any other questions or comments? Any matters of interest for the board from the executive director? Bob, I'm not quite sure how you fit in, but you're a former board member, so we'll fit you in under board member comments.
If I may, it's only 10 to 5, and I know you want to keep meeting until 6. But
sir, please state your name for the record.
Bob Anderson. I just wanted to, and since it went over so well, to say thank you earlier during your meeting, I wanted to say thank you for these new chairs. Having spent many hours in those chairs, I thank you.
And Bob, I'd like to say thank you for noticing that we got new chairs.
Parts of me notice.
Actually, I'd like to make one to mention that it's looking like the January meeting will probably need to start on the Wednesday afternoon on January 28th, and we would hold the flow workshop that we're now in the process of planning, which was at the board's request. That would be in the afternoon of January 28th, and so that's not what's been noticed, and so I just wanted to let you know that at this time.